2. If we leave the small laughter of stars, the moans of Venus in her glorious transit, Pegasus with his wings and oversized head, even that shameless Irishman Orion, his whatchamacallit dangling in plain sight, Sirius, his blue-eyed hound at heel, and leave those good knights and ladies lying in bed awake on either side of the sword, would I then dwell in your topographies, the satin highlands of your shoulders and breasts, the tattooed silk of your fragrant lowlands, a garden spirit in gardens of delight? Explore there with you what makes us unique, selfish genes and accidents of birth, the myths we make of our given and placed names, the celibacies we celebrate alone. Recall together with you how simply a child is disciplined by merely threatening to withhold love, how that child finds vengeance by weeping, how silence becomes in your hands a weapon, how a girl can't be free from her father's ban on promiscuity until she gives him her virginity one way or another, or remind you how at night, softly as ectoplasm, the corporate freighters slip into harbor between the battleships anchored out in the fog, blanketing National City.